This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tried to put together a weed eater today and it detonated in my hands. It's time to get back with Aero Precision and do Bill Proof Project number two just to get my mechanical mojo back, because I only had it for a little bit. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Joining me now from Gap Marketing is Charles Anderson. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Well, Charles and I had a plan and everything, and then I started feeding him information as a, you know, this is probably about 3 or 4 hours old now. So, are you shocked with ACMAC?
I'm surprised that ACMAC's the one that withdrew. Obviously, or if people are unaware of what's going on, Ackerman McQueen has just announced, that they are stepping back from, I believe, a 40-year relationship with the NRA.
Yeah.
Of their own accord. And it looks like there's going to be some countersuits and all kinds of actions going back and forth. So, frankly, I expected to see this news at some point, but I expected to see it coming from the NRA side, not Ackerman McQueen. This is definitely an interesting development.
They're saying that by Ackerman McQueen doing this, that this means NRA will not be liable for anything else because they were the ones that did the separation. Would that actually be true?
It's very likely. Obviously, you know, when parties enter into a contract, they can put all kinds of funky things in there. But typically, if the agency in this case was to withdraw and withdraw with cause, they can do so without any kind of penalty. Obviously, the NRA would be able to pull out with cause, but then they would have to fight to prove that it was with cause, and potentially be hit with minimum term payments or open contract payments, things of that nature. It's possible that there is some kind of clause in their existing contract that indicates that things that have been paid for that are unpaid for at this time, which can include the exorbitant salaries that have come out in the press, or, you know, future development of TV shows, because Ackerman McQueen's run NRA TV for years. Some of those in the can costs may still be able to be processed. So I'd be shocked if they didn't come back and say, you know, there's an outstanding balance of X million dollars at this point, even with their cancellation.
Now, in the interest of all disclosure, Charles is my man. Charles has been very instrumental in the show being where it is right now today. And along the way, as we've gone along the way and everything else, Charles has said, Bill, how big is this? Bill, what does this look like? Do you think Ackerman McQueen ever did that with NRA TV?
I think Ackerman McQueen had a larger hand in what happened with the NRA than a lot of people realize. There is obviously a lot of conjecture of what was being involved. You know, we've heard that they were responsible for everything down to Wayne LaPierre's speeches were being written by Ackerman and Queen. Policy as far as who to back and who to get involved in was being generated by Ackerman and Queen. And frankly, that's one of the things that upset the board greatly, is that the NRA, at least for the last several years, has been getting increasingly worse since they started 40 years ago, is really driving a lot of the shift for the NRA more than the NRA board has been. And obviously, this is an accusation, but I've personally spoken to people on the board that have not been happy for a very long time, long before these allegations came out that Ackerman and Queen had too much control over what was happening in the NRA. So I think they were responsible for a lot of the policy, not just with NRA TV, but with the entire organization.
Is NRA carry guard, is that still a thing? Because, I mean, they were responsible for the rollout of that, too. Is that actually still a functioning arm of business right now?
My understanding is that it is in a state of limbo at this point. It is not something they're actively advertising. It is something that is, I believe the lawsuit in New York is still open and pending based on how they structured the company. My understanding is that there are people that are still paying into it, and my understanding that while they are working on making a change to how the instructor programship goes, it is still under the NRA carry guard, although I've heard mixed news that that's either in the process of being changed or has just been changed. Unfortunately, I'm not an NRA instructor. I got more than enough on my plate than to be able to set a time aside for that, so I don't get to follow that as well as I'd like to.
So I guess the on-air talent of NRA TV become men and women without a country, which I feel for them. I really do. I feel for them because my understanding is they didn't know it was coming.
You know, I was reading that from some of the sites that were releasing news on this, and obviously we've been following this for a little bit. And we had gotten news about the first step of this whole thing of the NRA pulling America's First Freedom from Ackerman McQueen. But yes, I think having spoken to individuals, every step of this entire process has been done in a silo. I talked to people within an hour of the initial lawsuit against Ackerman McQueen, and high-level executives at the NRA did not know about it before it hit the press wires. And I spoke to two individuals that hadn't heard about it yet, even though it was on the press wires. So it wouldn't surprise me in the least bit that if this was a legal decision based on counsel due to the very high-profile lawsuit that's going on right now was to cut ties, that they did that and they announced that long before they called Dana Loesch or Colin Noir or any of the personalities of the TV show. My guess is they're probably going to be the last one to have conversations, and they're probably going to be getting walking papers immediately.
See, that's horrible. This is the thing. I'm sure they're going to keep their production apparatus, which is monstrous at Ackerman McQueen, to themselves. And these people are going to, all of this stuff that they built and all of this, whatever the volume of work is they put into it is just lost, isn't it? Just done.
Well, I mean, again, nobody has access to the private contracts that are signed between ACMAC and the NRA.
Right.
Ackerman McQueen really has the NRA as a client. If you take a look at their other clientele, it's pretty much nothing. So they've built this giant machine. Now, you know, as the owner of an agency,
hold right there if you will for me, because we're coming up on the first break. And we'll pick up as the owner of an agency. Gat Marketing, this is a marketing firm that deals with the gun industry, with all facets of the gun industry, with all facets of media. Video, audio, written, they're involved somehow. And they're actually the only one out there that actually really produces anything. There's a lot out there that will call themselves a marketing agency, but they're not really doing very much marketing. So we'll be right back. My guest is Charles Anderson. This is Lock and Load.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Special hope to have that as a song. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Charles Anderson as we're trying to unpack what happened a few hours ago with NRA and Ackerman McQueen. Charles has quite a bit of understanding over what's going on both sides of this particular thing. You were about to tell us, as a guy who runs an agency yourself, and then I had to cut you off very coarsely, so I apologize. Please continue.
No, no problem at all. So, you know, when you have the amount of studio materials, resources, individuals that are already talented on-air individuals, you know, obviously, you know, Bill, doing what you do takes a very specific skill set. These are individuals that have built that skill set around TV, social media, things of that nature already, and groomed inside the firearm space. So there's a lot of value to that. My guess, and again, it's likely going to determine what's in the contract, but I think that there's certainly going to be an attempt, at the very least, to indicate that NRA terminated it in bad faith and initiated a lawsuit, which in turn allowed Ackerman to step out of this whole thing, and thereby any non-competes or issues related to talent should be waived. And with that, I wouldn't be surprised to see if they didn't take their over-the-top TV, set-top device connections, connections directly with TV publishers and things of that nature, and try to stand up something. I mean, there's other organizations that are competitive against the NRA. There's other organizations that, even if not competing directly against the NRA, are certainly around that space. And my guess is that they're going to be frantically making phone calls to make alliances to bring these individuals in, because the overhead of the machinery, the office space, the people, when they have no other clients to support this, are going to necessitate them to basically bring somebody on board very quickly. Or I think you're likely going to be looking at Ackerman McQueen having to have drastic layoffs across the board.
Well, I mean, but probably coming in second place as far as money they take in would be that whole Gottlieb umbrella of Second Amendment Foundation, Citizens Committee, and all that other stuff. But it's nothing. I mean, you know, Wayne LaPierre took in twice as much money as Gun Owners of America by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So where are they going to go that is going to have that kind of a deep pocket? Is there anybody else left to go to?
I mean, although I wouldn't certainly want to be involved with them after being the driving force of CarryGuard and the debacle that was.
Right.
But where their money is going to be your U.S. CarryGuard, USCCA, Texas Law Shield, you know, these organizations that have come out and really focused on training at a level. USCCA has a directly competitive product to the NRA training and has been accepted in many states as a acceptable class for CCW, CPL, whatever that state specifically calls the carry licenses, as well as the fact that they've gone on and developed this insurance product that's been highly, highly successful for these companies. And then that's where the money's going to be. You know, I don't think there's any company that, as you said, I mean, there's no company that's even remotely close to the type of numbers that the NRA is bringing in from a political standpoint. But when you start looking at some of these other sources, like the education and training of instructors, CPL courses across the country, and, you know, firearms insurance-based products, there's a different level of money that's involved.
Right, right, yeah, I had not thought about that. So that's interesting just to take that in. Are these insurance-based companies that are in the gun industry, are they the bigger earners than some of the manufacturers?
Oh, by a lot. When you look at some of the stipulations that are involved in the insurance, and by no means am I saying that these insurance products are not a good product. You know, I have insurance on my car, even though I don't plan on getting in an accident. I have insurance on my house, even though I don't plan on anything happening there. And I have insurance on my life for my kids. And I'm really hoping nothing happens there. But, you know, when you look at the policies, the insurance that's taken out by responsible gun owners, let's start looking at the numbers, right? We all know that most crime, 99%, 98%, whatever it works out to, most crime is not committed by individuals that are acquiring their firearms by a legal manner, right? So the types of individuals that are buying insurance tend to be the individuals that are willing to think forward, right? We all buy insurance in our car because we're legally required by the state to have that to be able to drive on the road. There's no requirement for insurance for caring for a concealed license. So the person that's willing to go out and get that is somebody that is an incredibly responsible individual, which means that the likelihood that they're going to actually need to lean on that insurance because they're a good decision maker is much lower. Now, if they are, especially if you're in states that tend to be anti-gun or do not have very strong self-defense mechanisms, it is incredibly useful to have that to make sure that you have a lawyer on hand, God forbid anything should happen, that's going to post your bail and going to get you moving forward. But the actual, you know, payouts on these things are very low. When you look at manufacturing, you know, you're talking about raw materials, skilled labor that's going into creating this, margins that need to be left for typically, you know, wholesalers down to retail level, and the profit margin that's being brought in on, you know, something like this hour is being sponsored by Arrow. So an right. Arrow product is going to have a lot more cost associated with delivering that to the market. When you have a direct-to-consumer insurance product that's for individuals that are already highly responsible, you know, your profit margins are going to be going into your marketing, your advertising, and that's their big cost. With every one of these, if you look at their line items, marketing and advertising is by far the biggest cost for these insurance companies. So
let me get you to hold right there. Once again, we're coming up on the break. I never considered this. This is an educational thing for me. Charles Anderson, he is the head of GAT Marketing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
From Texas all the way to the Ohio Valley, all the way up to New York, states are getting hammered by tornadoes. Now, this has been going on for well over a week, and there's really no end in sight. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine tells Fox News that his state will recover.
We were hit really hard at three counties on north of Dayton, but people are resilience.
President Trump says case closed in the special counsel investigation of Russia meddling into the 2016 presidential election. But Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco says regarding impeachment,
nothing is off the table, but we do want to make such a compelling case, such an ironclad case that even Republican Senate, which at the time seems to be not an objective jury will be convinced of the path that we have to take as a country.
USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I am a dangerous person with a wrench in my hand, but thanks to the Bill-Proof Project, I got a little bit of the mechanical mojo back. You can do it too. If you own an AR-15, you probably already have that DNA built into it. Adding to it only makes it better. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Charles Anderson from GATT Marketing about the thing with ACMAC and a few other people, the NRA and all the stuff that's going on right now, and all the things that might come of this, and a few things I didn't know. So I interrupted you yet again. So if you could pick that up where you were left off, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah. The basic sum up of where we were at is that there are going to be individuals that are going to want to capitalize on the fame and notoriety of Dana Loesch and Colin Waugh and some of the other individuals. And really the most likely, in my opinion, is going to be the USCCA, who has already kind of gone to war against the NRA over the carry guard situation. And I think that, if I was Tim Schmidt, I would certainly be looking at putting this feather in my cap and seeing if I could pick up those resources from the NRA.
Can he afford that, though? I mean, can he afford $40 million a year?
Well, again, the $40 million a year number covers a lot more than just the cost of NRA TV. I don't think there's any one individual that's going to be able to step in. And frankly, the NRA shouldn't have afforded it. right? Let's call a spade a spade. The situation that they're in is based on the fact that there was overspending. There was no, there was limited oversight. There's an awful lot of accusations that were laid down in that, that, lawsuit. So, you know, if those are to be believed, because they're just accusations at this point, then that would indicate that there was definitely some overspending that was going in. But just to pick up the NRA TV piece or it, or just to pick up a piece that was covering, what was going on with CarryGuard, I think is something that, you know, the USCCA may very well be able to afford. My guess is that no matter what happens, there's going to be layoffs at ACMAC. You cannot lose a client that big and not expect, especially when it's your primary and almost virtually only source of income for a period of 40 years. You know, we see it when clients get, or when our competitors get very comfortable with long-term relationships and don't look forward to the fact that, you know, business is transient. People need to make changes. People need to refresh their brand. And a lot of times that means that they step away from the agency they were looking, working with to try to find something new. I mean, we've certainly capitalized on that over the last, you know, several years.
Yeah. I had forgot, you know, I was quoted on an article about that because they basically stole the USCCA template of business to create U.S. or NRA CarryGuard, didn't they?
I think that they did things very similar to it. What I found to be more distasteful was the, you know, removing CarryGuard from the NRA showcase at the annual meeting. I think Tim Schmidt is a very intelligent individual that comes from a background in direct response marketing long before he's a firearms guy. And I think he's made some very good decisions and smart ways to market. I don't think CarryGuard comes even close to handling the level of marketing and experience that Tim Schmidt did. If it had, it wouldn't be in the situation that it's in because USCCA is not in any kind of struggle where CarryGuard is floundering at best.
They've actually revised their business, haven't they? They're actually quite an effective company in that particular niche of legal services.
You know, they know how to pivot. They understand that nothing, you know, again, coming from direct response, which was, you know, a lot of my background when I did venture capital prior to opening this agency, you have to understand that what you have today is not there tomorrow as a business, and that evolution is the natural recourse of how business changes. You know, we had a topic that we were going to talk about tonight until this whole thing came up. And a lot of that circles around what we're talking about here with companies like USCCA, understanding that the market doesn't stay the same way as it always has for years, and that technology changes things, consumer confidence changes things, distribution models change things. These, if you were to ignore those and just bank on what worked yesterday will always work tomorrow, you're going to have a problem. The one thing I'll give Tim Schmidt is that he's not wed to a specific methodology. Found one that's worked, but when adversity hit him, when hurdles were thrown at him, you know, like an Olympic hurdler, he jumped them, handled them, and kept the company moving forward through all of that. And I think, frankly, one of the things that we're seeing with the NRA is that it's 175 years? Is that what the NRA annual meeting was this year?
I think so. You know, 1865, 66, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking a huge amount of time. It is a giant organization. It does not pivot. It does not move. It's closer to a tanker than it is an agile fighter. And
right.
I think the USCCA, by not being involved in too many places and just picking one thing to do right, puts them in a much more nimble situation. Plus, they're not dealing with a board of directors. You know, they're a private company. There's a lot of advantages to being a private company. Versus a giant nonprofit that has its hands in cookie jars all over the country.
I won't get into that part of it. I won't get into part. I thought CarryGuard was a thing they started to actually make some revenue. Was I wrong about that?
Plan. No, yeah. you're absolutely right. They looked at what USCCA was doing. They saw what your Texas Law Shield, which I think is U.S. or U.S. Law Shield now. They looked at these companies and they're like, these guys have limited costs. They have limited overhead and they're generating a large amount of income through a very successful product, which ultimately is also a very good product for consumers, right? It is not a bad idea to have insurance. It's never bad
right.
to have insurance, right? So they're doing well by the customer, which is what we evaluate when we look at a business. Are we creating something that's profitable? Are we creating something that's good for the market? Can we sleep at night knowing we did the right thing for our consumers and for the people that work at the company? And I think Carrieguard met that criteria. The problem was the implementation on it. The other problem was they picked just about the worst state in the country to possibly use as their headquarters of operation, which is New York State. New York State is not friendly to insurance companies. New York State is not friendly to gun companies. And New York State specifically hates the NRA. So, you know, Tim Schmidt was smart not being incorporated there. And, you know, he can limit whether or not they sell. Because they're incorporated in New York State, the New York Attorney General was able to bring a lawsuit against them. And it's taken a huge amount of resources. If you look at the complaint against Ackerman McQueen, the lawsuit was spending over $90,000 a day, 7 days a week, you know, 365 days a year since they started trying to defend against this case in New York. That's been
yeah.
one of the biggest money drains on the NRA across the board, and it's running and being funneled through this Ackerman McQueen contract for some reason.
Let me get you to hold right there, if you would be so kind. Gap Marketing, go check them out, gapmarketing.com. If you're in the gun industry, you probably need somebody like Charles. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Charles Anderson from Gap Marketing. Thus far, we've been talking about something we had no plans on talking about at all. Do you want to talk about the NICS now? You want to go that route?
Yeah, I think we've covered at least what's come out in the last several hours on this.
Well, I mean, and you heard it first here. Nobody else is talking about this right now. I was only able to find this on thehill.com and truthaboutguns.com. And this is hot off the presses.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting news day tomorrow as more starts to come out. There seems to be a sieve somewhere in the NRA that's leaking an awful lot of documents. So it should be interesting to see what we hear coming back and whether or not Ackerman McQueen has somebody that's leaking documents as well. So let's see what happens tomorrow. But yeah, I'd be happy to talk about the Knicks status. Do you want to give everybody an update on where we're at with that and kind of go forward from there?
So Knicks had like 2.3 million background checks last month in April. Charles and I, when we were at the NRA meetup, and then when we were at SHOT Show, we were being told how the slump is and nobody's buying this or anything else, except then we have the biggest April ever. So that means it was bigger than the April in 2013. It meant it was bigger than the April in 2014, 15, 16, which was – those were the biggest months ever. So here we have this month, and I'm just sitting around, and I called him, and I said – How is everybody in the middle of a slump when they just had the biggest April they've ever had since they've been counting Knicks background checks? What are your thoughts on that? What do you think that is?
I think the secondary market is strong is the answer to that. There are certain states that do not require a private transaction to occur through an FFL dealership. There are certain states that do require that. So in the states that do require that, you're going to see a Knicks background check on a non-new firearm transaction.
The other side of it is online transactions through sites like GunBroker and ArmsList and, you know, Brownells and Buzz Gun Shop, you name it, have really taken a lot of business out of retail consumers. You know, we were talking to a local relatively large range. You know, they've got about a 20 bay facility. It's one of the largest in the area, with a full tack bay and everything. And we said to them, you know, how's sales? How's things going? And their answer to me is, you know, we're selling 15-20% of the firearms that we used to sell a little while ago. And while I was standing there, I had had three individuals come in to pick up a transaction that was done online, do the background check, pay the transfer fee that's being done at the facility. And I said, well, how is that possible? You know, we've only been here a little while and three transactions came through. And their answer to me was, that's not a gun sale. That's transfer, right? We're only making $25 on those. We're not selling that gun. We don't consider that it's not moving inventory. It's not turning product over. So when you look at a lot of these individuals, whether that's secondary market sales or whether that's a consolidation, from companies that are, you know, what Amazon did to a lot of retailers or what, you know, these disruptive technologies have done, you know, we're seeing that there's been a shift in how the sales are being done. And then the other big, big thing that we're seeing is that companies like RSR and Sports South and these wholesalers that are supplying the retailers with guns used to buy in huge volume. You know, they'd go to a company and say, hey, we want 10,000, you know, Arrow receivers. And they would stock those and fill those as they go. They've now moved to an Amazon ship on demand model. And they're either just taking orders and passing that up to the manufacturers and saying, hey, send 10 of these to, you know, Joe Bob's Gun Shop, or send 15 of these to, you know, this local retailer. That's a huge change, right? So that's affecting manufacturers, that's affecting retailers, that's affecting everyone through. So the feeling that gun sales are down, I think is more of a misperception than what we're seeing when we look at the actual numbers that are coming back from the mix. You know, I think the sales themselves are very, very strong. The consumers are purchasing more guns. You know, I'm in multiple Facebook groups, and we're seeing individuals being really proud. I just got my new SCAR 17. I just got this gun. I just got that gun.
Let me read you a list, okay? Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Hawaii, although they don't count. Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, Washington, West Virginia, and Wyoming are all states that will accept a carry permit as a replacement for an NICS check. So that means in those states, if you know, however many people have permits, and I would think most people that have permits buy guns more often than, say, people who don't. How many gun sales do you think that accounts for? I'm just wondering, because just looking at what we know with the NICS background check, which was the biggest April ever, then here's this, like, this other category that we can't count. I don't even know how they do background checks on people in the constitutional carry states. So, I mean, doesn't that sort of cause a few question marks? How can this be? Where's this slump coming from?
Again, I think that, you know, I'm in Michigan. When I purchase, they don't run a NICS check on me, right? I haven't had a NICS check run on me since the very first firearm that I ever purchased, because I immediately got my CPL with that first firearm, right? So, yes, there's a huge segment of the market that's not even being counted for when you look at that side of it. I think the answer really, though, is that the market, the secondary market, is strong. We saw going into the election for the Hillary Trump election, going into the second term of Obama's office,
there was such a large purchasing that was being done on a speculative market, almost like the buy gold, right, and hold it because it's going to be worth more as a currency if the markets collapse. The gun consumers can look back and see what happened with NFA transactions. They can see what happened when firearms were banned or full auto machine guns were banned and put onto the registry so that no new gun after, what was it, 86 could be made as a full machine gun. And now those guns are worth $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, right?
Yep.
Because there's a reducing stock. So there's a lot of individuals that, I mean, there was a point in 2015, 2016 that you could buy cases of Anderson Lowers and pallets of these, and I knew individuals that were speculative investors that were buying them that way with the idea that we're going to hold these things for 4 to 5 years. We're going to hold them at a very minimum just through the election results. If Hillary gets in, we can sell these things for 3 to 4 times the price. So these individuals that bought the firearms, not because they love that gun, not because they're looking to hold onto that gun, but we're buying them as speculative, like a stock, or a currency, if you will. I think they're starting to reflood the market. And again, creating a secondary market that is incredibly strong.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You finished that with the best media timing I've ever seen in my life. GatMarketing.com. That if you're in the gun industry and you need his help, trust me. I don't care what you've already got. You need his help. Go check him out at GatMarketing.com. He takes on everybody that needs help. I know because I needs it all the time. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Thank you. All right. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.